You're listening to the Cody the Weather Guy podcast. Here's Cody Wilson.
Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast, sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling and CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters. Here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA, I am meteorologist Cody Wilson with Denver and Front Range Weather. Lemons Heating and Cooling, from helping you figure out why your energy bill has been through the roof, some of you can probably relate, to helping you install entire HVAC system on a new construction property. Trust you are in the best of hands when you work with us. LemonsHeatingAndCooling.com for more information. Thank you guys so much for being sponsors of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast, the number one weather podcast in the state of Colorado. Source, TrustMeBro.com. Are you guys ready for more snare and continued cold? It's here to stay. If you want sunshine, rainbows, flowers, temperatures that are above 30 degrees, well, you might have to wait a while. Colorado is under the influence of northwest flow aloft. So basically, the steering current, if you will, that helps steer storms across the country with generally a west to east component of movement is oriented from northwest to southeast across the spine of the Rockies. And short waves, we like to call them, or weather disturbances, follow the spine of the Rockies like cars on a highway. So the snare that you're seeing here on Monday morning is associated with one of those storms. The main impacts are well to our south and east because the storm has tracked too far west and south to have really any big implications on Colorado's weather outside of scattered snow showers and breezy conditions here and there. Expect the snow showers to continue off and on with light snow accumulations possible up to 2 inches. The highest chance of that occurring will be in the foothills above 6,000 feet. Generally a dusting to an inch down here along the Front Range Urban Corridor. It certainly has been the case for that here at my house in Greeley. Snow showers will continue into Tuesday. We may see brief drying period here Wednesday and Thursday along the Front Range. Snow showers will continue in the mountains, especially on north and west facing slopes, where you get additional orographic lift and upslope as air slams into those slopes and is forced to go up. It's like wringing out a sponge. Yay, science. So please check road conditions and webcams if you are traveling through the mountains as well as I-80, especially west of Laramie going over Elk Mountain. You may encounter winter driving conditions. The next weather feature I'm watching is a potential Arctic front that may come through the region Saturday and into Sunday, so basically this upcoming weekend. The finer details regarding the amplitude of this front and its potential impacts are kind of up in the air at this point. So just be patient with me. I will keep you guys updated as we get closer, but plan on that possibility. I'm seeing enough consistency in the models and seeing support from their ensembles to start talking about this right meow. So just plan on that possibility. And like I said, I will keep you guys updated as we get closer. That Arctic front this upcoming weekend is going to signal the beginning of what could potentially be another active weather pattern as we head into February. More snow, more cold. This has been a wonderful winter for Colorado, considering, one, it's the third La Nina season in a row. That's only the second time I believe that's happened since 1950, having a third consecutive La Nina winter. But it's the exact opposite of what we experienced the last 2 years. So a very welcome sight for us here in Colorado, especially for the reservoirs, the ski resorts, if you enjoy tourism and tourism dollars, and for our farmers and ranchers out on the eastern plains. This has been such a welcome reprieve from the dry, blowy conditions and certainly the high fire danger. Expect that trend to continue through the end of January and into February. I will keep you guys updated like I always do. This has been the latest episode of the Cody the Weather Guy podcast, sponsored by Lemons Heating and Cooling and CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. I will talk to you guys next week. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.